What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Do not go too far. We have a very, very special guest who I'm a big fan of, so stay tuned.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk. We talk movies.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back here to Millennial Hollywood here on the Popcorn Talk Network. Today's guest has starred in more than 18 films and over 22 television series. That's incredible. And plus, she has her brand new book, Losing Brave, which comes out January 30th, 2018, which she co-wrote. We're so excited. Please welcome Bailey Madison.
Thank you. It's welcome. So fun. I was like binge watching all your videos this morning. Oh, and I was like, his smile's the best, and I just got to see it in person.
Thank
that was
you.
Really fun. Yeah.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course. I've been a big fan of yours for so long. And it's so crazy because a lot of people dream of becoming an entertainer, and it doesn't happen until, you know, later in their lives,
right,
or like maybe in their teens or early adulthood. But for you, it's been like your whole life, it seems like. So has it always been something you wanted to do, or is it just something that always kind of happened and then later on you're like, yeah, I want to continue doing this for the rest of my life?
I remember from like a young age, I mean, my mom and my sister were in the business, so I kind of grew up watching them, mm-hmm. and I remember being 3 and going to New York when they were a part of the season and auditioning, and I was so in love with Broadway shows, mm-hmm. and I feel like that was probably the first inkling at a young age of, wow, I love entertainment. I love being entertained. But I always say it was such a God thing. I never expected any of this to happen. And I think one thing led to another, and each project went by and I fell more and more in love with what I was able to do. So very, very fortunate and so thankful that the path was this, because I couldn't be happier.
That's amazing. And I bet you couldn't like imagine yourself pretty much doing anything else. Like it's just...
No, it's so weird to think about. I mean, I woke up yesterday at like 7 a.m. for work and I was like, oh my God, what if I was like in high school right now? Like, you never, like, it's so different.
Right.
The world, but it's the world I've grown up in and I'm so grateful for, and it feels like home. It feels right.
That's awesome. And then again, where can everyone find you on social media? I forgot to ask that.
My Twitter's at Bailey Madison. Instagram's at Bailey Madison. And then my Snapchat, I think, is like XO.
Okay.
Bailey Madison?
I love it because
I'm pretty sure.
Everyone who I interview, it's always like their names are usually always the same and their Snapchat's different.
It's always
and
different.
And then me too. I'm like, I don't know what I was thinking.
I know. And I rarely use it. I'm more Instagram, Twitter.
Yes, I know. Instagram story is where it's at right now.
I feel bad. I feel like everyone departed, but I love the Snap.
Yes, it's so much fun.
The filters are good.
Yes. Well, you've worked with a lot of amazing, huge names. Just like off the top of your head, is there any that really stands out as your favorite or one that you were most starstruck to work with?
Oh, goodness. I was thinking about this, and I was watching the Golden Globes the other night,
yeah.
which was so amazing to see all of these women standing up and using their voices, and so many of them I've had the honor to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And I always appreciate it when I was younger, but now watching them, I remember being young and being like, wow, your voice is so powerful and you're determined to use your platform for such good. And now I'm cautious and older enough to watch and listen to them and be like, yes, you are that amazing, powerful woman. I think Christina Hendricks, I just worked with her on The Strangers, which is a movie I have coming out. And she's a force in every sense of the word. She's so talented, but such a presence. The moment she walks in the room, you can't help but want to talk and hear what she has to say. And she has wonderful things to say, and I'm inspired by her on and off the camera.
That's awesome. It's always good to work with people who are going to inspire you and not just be like, you know, like a coworker in a sense, but someone who's really going to, you know, you learn a lot from each other, and it's like a support system. So that's amazing.
I've been very fortunate to have people on set with me who have become that support system and who have wanted to be kind and help me. And looking back at 3 years old having that and 18 years old and still having that, I think I've been truly blessed with those I've been able to meet and work with.
That's awesome. And you mentioned The Strangers. That is so cool. I watched the trailer and
thank you.
And it has a lot of views on YouTube.
I watched the trailer too.
Did you?
Many times. All the time.
So you were you all 10 million of those views?
Probably. Yeah. I don't think it's allowed anymore, but I was going to all my friends' phones. So I was like, you have to go.
That's
and refreshing.
Awesome.
I actually, the night that it came out, my best friend, she's here right now. She has like a little theater in her house.
Yeah.
So she put the theater down and like we watched the trailer like 15 times and her parents were like, again.
That's
we were
awesome.
Like, just one more time.
That's so cool. Yeah. How long ago did you film that?
We filmed it last year, but last summer. So really, it was a pretty quick turnaround.
That's awesome.
And it was so invigorating. It was the best.
And just like really quickly, what is the movie about?
It's hard because I don't want to give spoilers away. Yeah, so I'm going to give like a super generic.
Sure.
It's The Strangers Pray at Night, which for anyone who saw the first movie 10 years ago, The Strangers, it's your classic favorite villains are back again, the three mass psychopaths. However, if anyone didn't see the first movie, this is a film that you can still see. It's kind of the revamp of the old film. Mm-hmm. But it follows a family in a secluded trailer park. We end up having to stop overnight because my character is being shipped off to boarding school.
Oh.
I know, poor thing. Their first night there, they hear three knocks on the door, and they basically start to become torn apart with these characters, and it's an effort to try and survive, hold on to one another, and try and make it through the night.
Wow, that's crazy. I was telling your mom that my favorite part of the trailer was when you were like up against a wall and you were screaming, and then this face just comes out of nowhere, like right
here. That's so funny. People jump at that. I don't jump at it because I remember that night so specifically, and it was like such a technical shot that we were like, oh my God, are we going to get it? And it was so worth it because anyone who sees it jumps, and it's like, it's really gratifying. Oh my gosh. We're like, okay, we did it.
I was sitting home alone, in the dark watching this trailer
never
in my bed.
Never a good idea.
And I'm watching it, and I'm like, okay, jumping a little bit here and there. And then when that happens, I'm like, oh my gosh.
It's fun. And like trailer reaction videos. Is like grown men jump, and it's like it's so fulfilling.
I know, that's just amazing. I love it.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it.
Yeah, and I'm so excited you're here today to talk about your new book that you co-wrote, Losing Brave. How exciting is this?
It's insane. It hasn't sunk in that like in 19 days this book is coming out. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it's like close to 19.
That's crazy.
So exciting. It's been a huge part of my life. I was going to say chapter, but I was like, is that going to be too punny?
No.
And I'm so excited for people to finally get to like hold it in their hands and read it. It's been amazing. The support throughout the last 2 years is we've been writing this. So I'm excited for people to get to experience our characters and our story.
That's awesome. For 2 years now you've been writing it.
So we started in 2015. My dear friend Stephanie Miller, who I co-wrote the book with, which was such an honor, came with this idea when we were producing a movie called Annabelle Hooper and the Ghost of Nantucket. And she said, would you like to write a book? And I was like, absolutely. What do you got? And we just started brainstorming. And
that's
from there,
really
an
cool.
idea was born. And the journey's been very exciting.
That's awesome. Yeah, that was what I was going to ask you, is like, how did you guys decide to work together? But it's because you had already worked together.
Yeah, I was a fan of her book. She had sent me a couple of her books. She's a very, very talented author. And I became a fan of hers. We followed each other on social media. We started talking. And then I had attached myself to a project a couple years prior, and the funding was found, and we started kind of getting the ball rolling with production. I had a very limited amount of scheduling that was free where I could do it, so everything was rushing pretty quickly. And we knew that we had to kind of revitalize the script, so we called her, and she was so kind to step in, and we became closer, and then this just happened in the most authentic way, which was awesome.
That is really cool. And I love that you didn't have to rush the book. Like, I feel like a lot of good books, they take time to write.
It takes a lot of time.
Yeah, and like, not only that, but you have a full career that you're doing in addition to this.
Thank
so you're
you.
Having to, you know, do this in between shoots or like whenever you have like, I don't even know if you ever have a week off, but like, you know, you're having to kind of do that. So I love that you took your time with it, and it wasn't something that was just like put out, that you guys seem like you really put a lot of thought and effort into this.
Thank
it's amazing.
You. I mean, it was our first thing collaborating on. So obviously we wanted to give it our all, and it was also the first book that I had ever put my name on. And when you put your name on something, it's very scary, but very exciting. So this is definitely a passion project, and it was amazing to go through all the stages. I just did the audiobook a couple months ago, and getting to hear it out loud. Cause you know, you change the book as you go and you try and figure out what's right. And Stephanie and I had a moment over like Skype, and we were like, we really love this story.
So cool.
I think we did a good job. So I'm excited for you to read it. Yeah.
So there's going to be an audiobook too.
It's available for pre-order.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, you can pre-order the book right now, which is actually really exciting. Anyone who pre-orders the book before January 29th can send in their receipt to Losing Brave at HarperCollins.com. And you'll receive a video from me. If you live in the U.S., you will get a signed poster from me and Stephanie. And what I'm most excited about is we co-wrote a bonus chapter, which is exclusively just for those that pre-order. So if you don't pre-order, you won't read it.
Yeah.
And it gives a really good intel on our characters and the story. So if you guys go pre-order, I'll be checking it out.
That
I'll be retweeting
is really
all day.
Cool. That is awesome. So not only, guys, do you get like this awesome swag bag, but like I saw
it
on your social media.
It is a swag bag.
You've been signing so many posters. Like,
I got in the other night. It was like 2 a.m. and I had these like stacks of posters, and I just started signing. And I was like, I wish I was left-handed, because then I could like double sign.
Right, there you go.
But oh my gosh, so much fun. So cool to sign a poster. Right. That's a book. It's really exciting.
That is really, really cool. And like the bonus chapter, is that Like, first of all, guys, like, that just right there shows you guys have got to pre-order this, because how cool, like, and, like, only the people who pre-order it will get that.
Yeah, it's really exciting, and it'll show you a really great insight on Peyton and her sister, Dylan, which is obviously so crucial with the book, mm-hmm. And you'll be able to see their lives before all of this chaos and unfortunate events followed through, so it's a really great way to figure out the characters while you, you know, before you get a chance to dive into the book itself.
That is awesome, and for those who don't know, what is the storyline?
So it picks up on Peyton Brave. She's an 18-year-old girl, and her life is completely unraveling, but she's trying to pretend like it isn't. Mm-hmm. It picks up a year after her sister Dylan's disappearance, and the authorities have completely come to a dead end. They don't know where she is. They don't know what to do anymore. So while everyone around Peyton is trying to move on, trying to get back to life and try and find some sort of normalness through all of this, Peyton is still really, really stuck. She has all of these memories from the night that her sister was taken. She doesn't know if it's real. She doesn't know what's not. And as she becomes the most popular girl in school, she quickly falls to the outskirts of the school in terms of popularity. And she forms an unlikely bond with a group of unlikely friends. And through this journey of self-discovery and figuring out who she is and who she wants to be, two other girls pop up missing. So she takes it upon herself to try and figure out who in this town is guilty. And she's living a nightmare. It's one that she really wants to wake up from, but one that she's really determined to solve.
That's amazing. You put that so beautifully. Like, that was, I feel like you just like memorized the back of
the book. I know, it's so different. I was doing a YouTube video, and I called Stephanie, and I was like, how do we say it without giving away spoilers? Yeah. And she was like, read the back of the book, and we read it. I was like, that's too complicated. Right? So thanks. That's like the best shot we have at not giving too much away.
Yeah, I love that. And you don't want to give too much away, because that's the fun thing when you're reading. And it's like, one question I had was, whenever you were writing this, did you ever have like a moment where you were thinking the story was going to go one way?
Oh yeah.
And then you guys had this big creative decision to be like, no, actually, let's move it like this.
When our books first started off, it was not a psychological thriller. It was very, very different. It was more like this quirky, upbeat, kind of off book. And then we started brainstorming, and the big picture is that the readers fall in love with these characters in our story, and we're given a chance to get to adapt it into a screenplay and bring it to life on screen for them. So then we started brainstorming about what kind of projects I want to do, and I was like, I've never done a psychological thriller before, mm-hmm. and that's where that idea was born. So there were many times when we thought we knew where we were going,
and you're like, nope.
Completely sidelined in a different direction. Most of the time, really exciting. Other times, we're like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, that is crazy. And is any of this based off of, like, stories that you guys have heard of that you kind of wanted to like pay tribute to, or is this all strictly just like...
This is, we weren't inspired by past other stories, people's stories, but there's a lot of ourselves within the book. Mm-hmm. I know that Stephanie, I can't speak on behalf of her, but there's little parts in there that actually happened when she was my age that she like is still mortified about to this day. So there's vulnerable parts of her poured out into this book, as well as parts of me that I was able to incorporate with these characters. And that was a really almost healing process, I think, for both of us. I think that there's obviously lots of hardships in life, mm-hmm. and that can come at any angle. It doesn't have to be a sister who's disappearing. It can come from any direction. And we really did our best to try and open up that emotional box that we all have inside of us and try and take those bits and pour it into the book.
Definitely. That's amazing. And then do you relate more to Peyton, or do you relate more to Dylan or other characters?
Oh, gosh.
It's a hard question, I know.
It's a very hard question. It's loaded. I know, it's loaded. I think once you read the book, anyone who sort of knows me will see that there's parts of me in Dylan and parts of me in Peyton. I think that for a long time, I was always Peyton, and I think I'm starting to get a bit of Dylan in me, which I'm kind of starting to love, and you'll read why once you read the book.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And then what do you think is like the most important message that this book has for its readers?
I mean, it says it in the title. Brave is such a impactful word no matter what age you are. And I think the really important part of this book is that if you can live a life of strength and a life of bravery throughout even the hardest times in your life, you can end up in a very light-filled and wonderful, wonderful world outside of all of that. So I think that our goal is to hopefully just inspire anyone to read this book and realize that you're going to fall down and it's going to be really hard. Mm-hmm. But if you can be powerful and strong and determined in your heart and in your mind and have faith, then you can overcome anything.
Yeah, that's amazing. And not only that, but something as like a new author yourself, mm-hmm. whenever I write any type of like, even if it's like a small short story or anything like that, I'm always like, when I make the characters, I'm always thinking and I always have a vision of, like, what their faces look like.
Yeah.
Do you, like, have people that you know in life that you actually put the faces to, or is it more of, like, you just kind of create their face in your mind?
Well.
That's a weird question.
Peyton looks just like me. she does. Obviously, I would love to play her.
Yes.
I think that, yeah, in terms of creating a character, it's very different from, like, an acting standpoint, which is what I'm so used to. You're given a character already. You're given guidelines for parts of them. The writer's already outlined that for you. But when you're in charge, when you're writing, you're creating your own guidelines for these characters. So for us, yeah, we did think about it down to little details, or if one of them fidgets, or if one of them has, like, this weird tactic when they're nervous. We really try to dive into all of those and figure it out. But yeah, Lord willing, we're able to put it on the screen and find our people who bring them to life so beautifully.
That's amazing. Yeah, I'd love, I mean, obviously I haven't gotten to read the whole thing yet,
just
but
breaking
I,
the set.
It's all good. I would love, I'm sure you would love too, like, to bring this to life on screen.
Yeah.
And if something like that did happen, would you think that you would probably want to be in it, or would you just, like, produce it, or?
I think it depends on the timing of when it happens. Mm-hmm. I'm really open to both ways. Either way, I'd love to be involved behind the camera. I think, especially in this day and age, it's so exciting to see women stepping behind the lens and really taking charge. I mean, this book, it was our main focus to have a very strong and powerful and fierce-minded female lead.
Mm-hmm.
And this comes within behind the screen, too. We want to show that women are strong and powerful, and it would be a great privilege of mine to get to step behind the lens and find our right people and bring the story to life. I think we kind of need more of that these days. So
we do.
It would be fun to get to do.
Yeah, and you've also been a producer before. And is it, there's, like, multiple projects that you've done this for?
I just finished my second movie producing. I'm
okay,
looking
cool.
for stuff that makes sense right now.
Yeah.
I really am. I'm reading because it's such a joy. It's nice to kind of have that selfless side where you're not so worried. I mean, both things that I've produced, I've been in, but it'd be fun to not so much worry about what I'm doing on screen and get to give all of my energy to everyone in front of the camera. So many people behind the lens have taught me a great deal for all of my projects, and it'd be nice to get to be that person to teach for once and to give back what I've been so humbled to get to learn.
That's exciting. That is really cool. So, like, whenever you and Stephanie, or when you were writing this, is it one of those things where you would get together sometimes and write together, or would you guys both write your own thing and then FaceTime and say, okay, how are we going to both incorporate the storylines together?
Yeah, we successfully managed an LDR relationship, long distance relationship. We got really good at it. Right when Annabelle Hooper wrapped up, I went to film my show Good Witch in Toronto, and I was there from, I think, September until February. So she did not see me once. We would FaceTime if I got home at 2 o'clock in the morning on set. She would be in Oklahoma. She'd set her alarm. We'd wake up, hide in little rooms so we didn't wake, like, my mom, who was in the apartment, or so she didn't wake her family up. And we would FaceTime and just start writing. And I remember one day specifically, I had just landed back in LA, and I was, like, sick as a dog. I was, like, on Sudafed, so, like, you couldn't really hear me. And I had the worst fever, so I was outside on our bench for this house that we had lived in at the time. And I was on with her with one screen, and then had two other, like, a computer and an iPad where we were writing. And I was, like, blowing my nose, coughing, and she was, like, dealing with her family, and we ended up writing really great that day, but we went through a lot of different stages of writing. It was really fun.
That's crazy. That's amazing. I love that you, obviously, a lot of people think, okay, you just get together, you write a book, whatever, but, like, some days are really hard, but you're like, you know what, we got to keep pushing on this. So you guys may be going through things
you
in
have
your personal
to write.
Life. Yeah.
There's, like, actual deadlines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Which we've learned. Once you have a publisher, it's very different. You're like, okay, now we have people to try and please and make sure that we're on a good, timely manner with it all.
Yeah.
So it was fun.
It ups the pressure a little more.
It definitely ups the pressure.
Definitely.
Yeah. Fact.
I bet. Yeah. And then also, obviously, not to get too ahead of ourselves, but would you ever consider writing a sequel to this, or would you want to work with Stephanie again to maybe create a different story?
Stephanie and I are, it's really amazing when you can find someone that clicks with you and that, I never use the word vibe, but I'm going to use it right now, that you genuinely vibe with and that it makes sense. So Stephanie is a dear friend of mine, is a part of our family, but also is one of the best creative partners I think I can find. And it's amazing to be teamed up with another woman who has experienced the life that I'm now heading into as I start to grow older, and who is so tapped into our generation as well, which is so rare. So I don't know if it's a sequel that makes sense. If it is, if that's something that the audience wants, I'm sure we would love to get to dive into that world and discover life after, especially after the twist ending. It'd be fun to figure that out. And yes. But in terms of just creating projects together, there's things we're already brainstorming right now, and we're really excited to get to continue our friendship, but also our partnership in this business together.
That's awesome. That's so cool, because I feel like when you're working together in this business, you're always kind of like, okay, you're always thinking of what you're working on now, but then you're always like, okay, what are we going to do next?
Yeah. Fact.
But that's cool when you work with people who are very supportive of each other. It seems like when you do one project, it's never usually just one project. It usually evolves, and there's a lot of different ways that you might work together in the future, which is awesome.
When that happens, it's you got to hold on tight to it. It is rare too.
Definitely. Yeah. And then on my show, I like to tell the viewers, like, let's say someone is in Missouri like I was as a kid, and I didn't have a lot of resources to...
Is that where you're from?
Yeah.
So cool.
Thank you. And I tried to, you know, hustle there and, like, to get things together to see, okay, how am I going to make the move to California? But let's say if someone's not ready to make the move yet, but they are not here, what's, like, one step that they could do today in order to get closer to accomplishing their dreams?
I think what's crazy is, I mean, when you were my age, even looking back at when I first started... The world now in this day and age, it's completely different. It's like completely switched around. You don't need to make the move out here anymore, which is kind of crazy. Before, this was the hub, and it's a great thing. Now it's all very universal, and you can do it from anywhere. You can do it from your living room. You can go to your friend's studio and do it there. So I think my greatest advice would be research. If you're obviously in school and you have a theater program or a drama club, go into that. See if it's something that you love. See if it's something that you can handle with your curriculums anyways, and with your schoolwork. See if it's something that you are passionate about and want to give it your all. And if that's the case, I mean, start writing. Start creating short films. Upload it to YouTube. I think that we now have platforms where anyone in the world can see you, and that's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
So take a hold of those tools and use your creativity, and I guarantee if it's meant to be at the right timing, it'll happen.
That's amazing. That's awesome. And then also, when you're auditioning, obviously you are doing a bunch of different projects. So do you ever go into an audition room anymore, or is it mostly like self-tapes?
So I went through a period where I wasn't going in rooms, because I was very fortunate to be finding scripts that really made sense to me, and they were sent to me. Now I'm in a stage where I'm looking for things that are very different than what I've done before, which is really exciting. So I'm most of the time I'm on location, so we always try and schedule like Skype calls so I can meet and discuss the projects. But now it's like a whole new ball game. I mean, you have to audition now. It's kind of crazy. And you just go in there. I think at this point it's you're either right for it or you're not, and you can fall in love with the character and give it your all, and it makes sense, it makes sense, and if it doesn't, it's on to the next. So
definitely,
yeah, it just depends.
Yeah. And your whole life has been like, I feel like, an amazing demo reel. So it's like when people look at you, they're like, okay, well, we have like a lot of things to base this off of.
You can Google anything.
Yeah.
Bailey from four to now.
Yeah, exactly. They have a wide range.
Range of these chubby cheeks. So, yeah, you can see the stages as which they've grown or decreased.
That's amazing. And then also, a couple days ago, you tweeted that you have a lot of cool, exciting things coming up that you're excited to announce soon. So are you able to tease anything, or are we still holding off on some
I can tease that it's coming this weekend.
All right.
So as soon as tomorrow and following through the weekend, there's some really fun news that I'm super excited about, that one of them specifically challenged me in a whole other aspect, and it's creative as well, but I'm excited for people to get to see what we've been working on. It's been like 5 or 6 months that I've had to keep this on the wrap, so I'm really excited to finally get to talk about it.
It's a big release to
be able to let it go. Yeah. I'm also a really bad secret keeper, so it'll feel nice to hit that post.
Be like, it's out there world. I don't have to hold it anymore. And then before we go, I got to ask, do you and Alex have any like upcoming fun Valentine's Day plans? Or
we were talking about this because I don't know where I'm going to be in terms of the world because of press with the book and with the movie coming out. But we'll figure it out. Him and I are so low-key that if we can just be together and watch a movie. We watched Guardians of the Galaxy. Have you seen that yet?
I love that.
Thank you. No one will talk about it with me. Ugh. I cried with Groot.
Oh my gosh, Groot's my favorite. Out. Yeah.
Last night I was a mess. He grew back.
And he's okay.
He's a little baby tree. Oh my god.
So you haven't seen the second one yet?
No, I haven't. Okay, you got to. Yeah. So honestly, if he just puts on Guardians of the Galaxy for Valentine's Day, I'm chilling.
That's a perfect...
Just get me a little Groot, I'm fine.
Yes, that's amazing. You got to do the ride at Disneyland,
too. That's why we did it. We did it yesterday.
Okay, cool.
We really get to do day-day, so we tried to squeeze it in yesterday. So we went to Disney, awesome. And we did Guardians. That's... I was a little, like, hesitant because of Hollywood Tower of Terror. It's, like, such a classic.
I know.
But the ride's really good.
And they made it better, I think.
I don't want to say it, but totally did.
Yeah.
And now that I see the movie... I want to go back.
Yes.
Little raccoon.
I know. It's too cute. It's
too
amazing.
Too cute. I'm blushing. Right. Honestly, I like have a crush on the tree.
Oh, that's
it's
so
really
cute.
Bad.
I'm sure Alex is like, wait a minute.
No, last night he was. He was like, you shouldn't be this.
You shouldn't be crushing on
that.
A tree. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, guys, yeah. Make sure you pre-order this book. It's so worth it to pre-order because you get all the amazing attachments.
All you have to do is send your receipt and information to losingbrave@harpercollins.com, and they'll take care of you from there. We have a bunch of great goodies waiting to thank you.
That's awesome. Well, Losing Brave, make sure to pre-order. It comes out January 30th, 2018. Congratulations
thank
on all your success,
you so
and thank
much.
You again for coming in.
Thank you.
Yeah. Where
so
can
happy.
Everyone find you on social media?
Just at Bailey Madison.
Right.
Two E's, no Y.
All right. And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again for joining
me. Thank you for having me.
And I'll see you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Herein are those of the hosts only, do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. Oh my God, you're awesome.